Donkey of the day for Monday, January 8th goes to clothing giant H&M. First donkey of the day of 2018, okay? Let's start with that good hot button topic called racism. Now, H&M is being accused of racism after featuring a photo of a young black boy wearing a coolest monkey in the jungle hoodie. A real black boy, too. I mean, a little dark-skinned, little chocolate tender.
Okay.
Right now. Now, it's some culturally clueless people out there right now wondering what's the problem. Well, monkey is a racial slur used towards black people, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, in fact, the full term, if I'm not mistaken, is porch monkey. All right, that term has been used by crack-ass crackers for years in order to degrade black people. Now, the hoodie is available at the store's United Kingdom page. A British-based organization advocating for more inclusion in the fashion industry called Models for Diversity was one of many groups questioning how the photo made it through marketing teams and out into the world. Well, I'll tell you how. Because H&M, like many other corporations, many other corporate companies, are staffed with a bunch of culturally clueless people who have no idea what's going on outside of their own little bubbles. Do I think H&M was being purposely racist? No, I don't. But everyone in there is clearly so tone deaf that no one looked at the picture and said, you know, instead of having the young black man in a hoodie that says coolest monkey in the jungle, let's put him in something else. In fact, on the website, it is the young black guy and a young white guy. And the young white guy has on a hoodie that says Mangrove Jungle Official Survival Expert. A simple switch of hoodies would have caused any controversy from erupting. But when you have culturally clueless people in these positions who don't know how to have sympathy or empathy for anybody but people who look like them, they will miss things like this, okay? See, corporations have to stop talking about being more diverse and actually start being diverse. Either there were no black people in the room or they got to go along to get along black people in there who don't want to rock the boat because they don't want to lose their position, so they don't say anything. By the way, I hate you kind of Negroes, okay? By the way, you are more dangerous than the culturally clueless people working there because y'all know better and don't say anything, all right? Y'all know better and don't do better. Now, the image was seen by a blogger named Stephanie Yeboah. She noticed it, took a screen capture of it, sent it out, and it went viral. 1, 2, 3. H&M, do you realize how easy it was for her to spot that image wasn't right, okay? Same way that young lady noticed how offensive it was immediately is the same way someone of the culture would have noticed that if you actually had someone of the culture working in your corporation. Now look, if you aren't gonna do diversity hires, how about do focus blogs? Show people outside of these companies the images before you blast them to the world. Measure twice so you will only have to cut once, okay? Now, H&M has apologized. And they said the image has now been removed from all H&M channels and they apologize to anyone this may have offended. Do you accept their apology? Huh, Angelique?
That's a no.
Envy, do you accept your apology?
No.
Okay. Well, F their apology.
It has to be more than that.
Yeah, but once again, do I think H&M's intention was to be racist? No. But intention doesn't matter in this case. Impact does. The impact has already been done. No need to discuss intention in this situation. Let's discuss the impact of not having a diverse room of people. Intention doesn't matter because all H&M did was further the marginalization and oppression of a community that historically has been marginalized and oppressed. H&M, I would tell you to do better, but the damage has already been done. Please give H&M the biggest hee-haw, please. Intention does not always matter, okay? Sometimes you just have to look at the impact of a situation. Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 9th goes to everyone who is attempting the label. Genuine is transphobic because he rejected the advances of celebrity Big Brother star India Willoughby. Now, I was reading an article on Pink News. The headline is CBB's India Willoughby branded a victim after being rejected by Genuine. Now, Pink News is based out of the UK, and one line in the article says, speaking to the rapper, Willoughby asked, would you go out with a transsexual woman? First of all, Pink News, every black musician in America is not a rapper. Okay, Genuine, along with Timbaland, is the architect of the fat white woman's national anthem, Pony. Drop on the clues bombs for Genuine, damn it. Okay, he's an R&B singer, and he will be respected as such. Knock it off. Now, back to the matter at hand. India Willoughby asked Genuine, would you go out with a transsexual woman? Honest question led to a nice, healthy conversation. In fact, let's listen to some of the conversation and listen to where it went left. Let's throw the celebrity Big Brother to hear what happened.
Would you go out with a transsexual woman?
I don't know. Personality for me is, I mean, it's easy to say.
See, for me, this is the problem, because I think I feel that a lot of guys would not go out with somebody like me, even though I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. Because some would.
I think that we live in such a binary world where people think there's two options of gay and straight.
I think they think,
having sex with a woman who's trans.
The world's a buffet.
Therefore, I'm gay. And I think that's why these conversations are important.
And then I believe it's your choice, too. Like, exactly. I would choose not to. Like, that doesn't make me, like, scared.
But you would go out with another woman?
You would go out with a woman? Yes, of course.
But you wouldn't go out with a transsexual woman?
No.
I'm a woman, right?
Okay.
Forget about any T's or anything in front of it. I'm just a woman, okay? So, on that score, you would date me, wouldn't you?
Not if you told me you was trans.
No, I'm not telling you I'm trans. I'm a woman.
A woman, yeah.
Go on, let's have a kiss.
No.
I think all the unspoken things that you can read into both those responses illustrate my case 100%.
Now, here's the thing. Ginuwine is getting all kinds of backlash, people calling him transphobic. I don't think he was being transphobic at all. If a black woman says, I don't date white men, does it make her prejudiced? No. It means she has a preference. Hell, me, Charlamagne the God, I've been hit on by gay men and rejected their advances. Does that make me homophobic? No, it makes me married. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, if you weren't a married man, would you give a gay guy a shot? Probably not, okay? Probably would still reject the advance. I just don't see what a man could say to me to get me up out of my box of briefs, okay, all right? I just haven't heard the right words, all right? All right, a little slick-talking player hasn't pulled up on me with the right game yet to get me out of these size 34 fruit of the loop.
So you're not counting out,
though? I'm married, sir. Now, the problem I have with this whole situation has nothing to do with India Willoughby being transsexual. In fact, I thought it was a healthy dialogue, and I think you should have those type of conversations with people who are different from you. That's actually what I live for. But the problem I have is at the end of this clip, when India Willoughby tries to put her arms around Ginuwine and ask Ginuwine to give her a kiss. Let me hear just that part.
You would date me, wouldn't you?
Not if you told me you was trans.
No, I'm not telling you I'm trans. I'm a woman.
A woman, yeah.
Go on, let's have a kiss.
Now, we are in the midst of a cultural revolution with Time's Up, Me Too. Women are rebelling against sexual assault, sexual harassment, unwanted sexual advances in the workplace. Now, what I saw in this video was a man and a woman at work having a conversation, and then the conversation took an inappropriate turn because India Willoughby made an unwanted sexual advance towards Ginuwine. Let's switch the roles. What would the conversation be if Ginuwine, mid-conversation, tried to put his arms around a woman, tried to kiss her, and then when he was rejected, tried to shame said woman and make the woman feel bad for rejecting her? What if the optics were different, okay? I thought that's what we were trying to eliminate all across the board. Is that not the reason people are wearing black as a show of solidarity against that kind of behavior? I don't care what gender a person is. Right is right, wrong is wrong. You can't go around trying to kiss on whoever you want, whenever you want, regardless of what your gender is, period. Was Ginuwine not being sexually harassed on TV? Was Ginuwine not being sexually assaulted on TV? Yes, he was. And if someone tries to hug you and kiss you and you don't want them to hug you and kiss you, you can reject their advances. And making someone believe they can't reject your advances because they will receive backlash, then that is exactly why there is a Time's Up movement and a Me Too movement going on right now. Please give everyone mad at Ginuwine for rejecting India Willoughby's advances the biggest hee-haw, please. I'm just saying, right is right, wrong is wrong. Well, donkey of the day for Thursday, January 11th goes to Floyd Money Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather Jr. Look, man, one thing I'm realizing how to do in my old age as I grow, as I evolve as a human, is not to marginalize what other people have going on, especially if I'm not aware of what's going on. See, we as a people have a tendency to dismiss and make light of things, especially if we aren't aware of said thing. But dig this, okay? Young Kashala tells you all the time, just because you're not aware of it doesn't mean it's not happening. Well, Floyd Mayweather was at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, and he was having an interview with Men's Health magazine, and he was asked about the cultural revolution going on in America right now called the Me Too movement. Now, it's no secret. Everybody knows Floyd Mayweather is an alleged serial domestic abuser, so asking him about the Me Too movement is not far-fetched at all. He has daughters, and he has been accused of assaulting women before, so let's see where his mind is at on the matter. Let's listen to what Floyd Mayweather had to say when asked about the Me Too movement.
In light of the Me Too movement, how men can grow in 2018.
The who?
The Me Too movement, women speaking out about sexual assault.
How can men grow? When you say Me Too, my thing is this. When somebody be like, oh, I got a Rolls Royce, I'll be like, Me Too. When somebody say they got a private jet, I say, I got two. Me too.
Very different Me too.
Well, I didn't know. My Me Too movement from the beginning was whenever somebody said they got, I'd be like, me too. Somebody say they got $1 billion. I said, I made $1 billion. Me too.
Boo, nigga, boo. Now, when I first heard this, I said to myself, well, it's hard to say Floyd was making light of the Me Too movement because it's clear he has no idea what the Me Too movement is. But listen how the question was asked again. Play it one more time.
In light of the Me Too movement, how men can grow in 2018.
The who?
The Me Too movement, women speaking out about sexual assault.
Stop right there. Stop. Now, she said, we're asking a lot of men in light of the Me Too movement how men can grow in 2018. Floyd replies, the who? The interviewer replies, the Me Too movement, women speaking out about sexual assault. Now, if I'm Floyd Mayweather, even if I allegedly don't know what the Me Too movement is, when I asked what it is and the interviewer replies to me, the Me Too movement is women speaking out about sexual assault, my whole tone should change, right? If my ego got me drunk, I should sober up quick and realize this is something serious. I didn't ask you, Floyd, what is Me Too to you? I asked you, what do you think of the Me Too movement? Are you Floyd Money Mayweather or Floyd Moron Mayweather? I wonder how it feels to be so rich and so disconnected from regular everyday people that I don't have to care about the problems of others. Floyd clearly has a sense of privilege, but my brother, you got daughters. So you should care about the Me Too movement because that, along with the Time's Up movement, is a cultural revolution that will make the world a better place for your girls. And Floyd, your Rolls Royce, your private jet, the $1 billion, all of that. Is none of it is going to protect your little girls from trash-ass men, okay? If trash-ass men want to sexually assault your little girls, they will. And it doesn't matter how much money you got, okay? You know, they're going to do that regardless of how much money you got. That's why you should care, all right? Don't marginalize the people who are out here fighting to make the world a better place for the women you love. And if you don't know, if you're not sure about what the Me Too movement is, just say less. Until you get educated on the situation, I'd rather you say less than get in the way of these women's movement, okay? Say less and get out the way. What the interviewer should have said to Floyd is, well, you know, Floyd, along with your Rolls Royce, your private jet, the $1 billion, you can also say accused of assaulting multiple women? Me too! Please give Floyd Moron Mayweather the biggest hee-haw, please. And by the way, Floyd's never going to stop this behavior because he's made it the same stuff that Donald Trump is made of. He's made it the same stuff R. Kelly made of. It's this certain Teflon material that no matter what he says or who he offends or who he gives his ass to kiss, people still going to support him. You're still going to party with him. You're still going to take pictures with him. You're going to still buy his fights if he decided to come out of retirement again. Yeah, Floyd don't give a damn because y'all don't really give a damn.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's your new home for the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's the Big Stick. Foxy 99.